Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio. You know, comedy is not an easy profession to get in, let alone do it for 35 years. And, he's been doing it since he was a teenager, and he's been performing at Comedy Works for damn near half his life. And
that's true.
Back here this weekend at Comedy Works downtown, we've got Dana Gould. What's up, man?
How are you? Nice to see you. That's true. When you put it that way, it's actually quite terrifying.
You've been doing it for a while. Well, yes. it must mean you're good at what you do, because Comedy Works doesn't just bring somebody, you know, let alone for however many years. So welcome back to Denver.
It's great. Always happy to be back in Denver.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
Always glad to be back at the works.
Yeah.
Here in these very boring times.
Yeah. Nothing exciting going on. And first off, I got to say, because I think this weekend is the cutoff and you can't say it anymore, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yes. It's the end of the holiday season.
I think
the Lord.
MLK Day is like the cutoff. After that, you can't say Happy New Year no more.
The holiday season starts with Halloween, which is a really interesting holiday where people you don't know come to where you live and they take all your stuff.
Right.
And next up is Thanksgiving, or as Native Americans call it, Halloween.
And the thing about Halloween is you open your door by will and let them take it. It's crazy.
So, you know.
And then Christmas
it's very socialist.
And Christmas when your family takes all your stuff.
Everybody wants to, exactly.
The people that you wouldn't least expect, man.
Yes.
So, Happy New Year. Welcome back. You're going to be at Comedy Works downtown this weekend.
This weekend.
And tonight.
Tonight, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, yes.
And you can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. What's been going on with you, man?
You know, it's very, nothing much, nothing in the news.
It's
funny, when you travel
times.
Around now, people are always going like, do you have a lot of jokes about Trump?
Yeah.
Like, no, because I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
You know, that's the tricky thing. It's every day. I remember there was a giant uproar when Michelle Obama wore a sleeveless dress in public.
The good old
and
days.
It was, and then with Trump, it's like, cheer about Trump. He bit a homeless guy's eye out. Well, we don't know what Ed had seen. Did he apologize? He was supposed to apologize, but he just came out and started throwing snakes at people. Wow. What about the homeless guy? What homeless guy? The guy whose eye he bit out. I forgot all about that. That's his genius.
Well, the beauty is, you say you don't know where to start. Just open up the newspaper and just start with whatever he did the day before.
Yeah, you know, it is so funny. I stopped reading the newspaper for a while. I just, I'd OD'd. I was done. I didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
And then I started to read the newspaper again, but I went to I would just lose the first couple pages and go to the local stuff. This is a true story. Actually happened a month ago in North Carolina. There's a woman. She's in her house. They had the big hurricane, and her house is filling up with water, but she can't go outside to get help because the water outside of her house was filled with snakes and alligators.
Whoa.
Now, I'm not here to judge anybody. But if you're going to drown in your own house because the water outside is filled with snakes and alligators, you did something. Life isn't that cruel. I'm sure even the National Guard is like, come outside and we'll lower a ladder. I can't. The water's full of snakes and alligators. Jesus, lady, what did you do?
They do an investigation on her. You don't want to know what comes
out. Yeah, I wanted the karmic. And why are there alligators? Let's be honest.
Why are you living in that neighborhood with snakes and alligators?
Why are there alligators? I understand that God made rainbows and God made mountains. Do we really need a gorilla made of leather that lives in a swamp and wants you dead?
We'll swim.
Did he invent
your
a shark and just think, oh, it can't chase you across a golf course? Yeah. Hang on, I have another idea. Give me 10 minutes. Then he invented the crocodile, so you can think you're being killed by an alligator and be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And have the person be like, that's not a crocodile.
Yeah, actually, it's a different thing that killed you.
So last time you were here with us, you were just starting to shoot Stan Against Evil.
That's right,
and
yeah.
Now it's out, and it's been getting a great response. What was it like working on that show?
It was great. We just got picked up for our second season. I literally started writing it this week.
Not an easy thing nowadays in television to get picked up for a second season.
Never an easy thing. I'm very, very lucky. I'm really happy. The show's really did really well, and we got a second season. It's based on the idea that what if my dad had to fight monsters? Very simple idea. And it was great. You know, you're down in Atlanta shooting in the summer in a swamp.
Yeah.
So it's great.
With alligators and snakes.
We didn't have any gators, but we did have a snake wrangler that would have to go out and check for snakes first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and basically a snake is just a rope that hates you.
Yeah. It's a kind of rope you don't want to grab.
Yeah. But I grew up loving horror movies, and I'm a comedian, and it took me that long to finally combine them.
That's on IFC?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Do you have a favorite horror movie?
A favorite horror movie.
Horror, not horror.
Oh,
horror
movies say,
are my favorite horror movie is Pretty Woman.
I watched one last night. This is not so much a horror, but like one of a newer kind of a parody. I loved Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods is terrific.
I went in not watching the trailer. I went in like not knowing what
Didn't
to expect.
Know what it was.
And so every twist and turn, I'm like, damn. And I'm like, and the way it ended, I was like, this was just a cool movie. Obviously, it was more funny than scary, but
Cabin in the Woods was great. My favorite horror movie when I was a kid was Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. And what I loved about it was just the title. I like that it didn't assume they would fight.
Yeah.
Let's just have them meet.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
They might love each other. They might invent an energy drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just let them meet and see what comes out of it.
You know, mine as a kid, again, it was a combination of scary, but the Monster Squad to me was just a classic. And I was sitting there forever, like, I wish they put this on Netflix. And then one day, finally, they put it on Netflix. I'm like, yes, I can watch it again. Because like, it was not on DVD anywhere. It was like this rare, can't find it
whatever
anywhere.
Your favorite horror movie is, it really is like whatever you saw as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you saw as a kid.
It was awesome. So we got Dana Gould in studio. He's at Comedy Works downtown this weekend. You can get Comedy Works tickets at comedyworks.com. And so, yeah, I mean, dude, you've been doing this for 35 years, but, you know, in between, you know, the stand-up
you've
had.
And I'm only 38 years old.
And you're only
really
38 years old.
Yeah.
And I still think your work at 3 years old was some of your best. but, you know, in between all that, you've had so much success with, you know, some of the biggest TV shows of all time, Simpsons and, you know, Seinfeld and Ellen. Like, what is it about stand-up that brings you back?
It's sort of like what I do. I think all that other stuff is sort of... if you took away the stand-up, it wouldn't be as good. I think stand-up is sort of like the nuclear rod that powers all of that other stuff.
Yeah.
But I also really enjoy writing, and stand-up is basically, you're a funny person. Well, stand-up is going door-to-door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And doing those other shows is sort of like mass production. I like to have a little bit of both. There's nothing better than going on stage for an hour and talking about whatever you want to talk about and having the direct response that an audience has.
Yeah, yeah.
But to do it for a living, you're gone all the time. And I have like two careers. So I'm able to combine them, and I get to stay, I have children, so I can't be gone all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, I know one of your kids goes, this is a very important question to ask.
Yes.
We're worried about it. I know your kid goes to the same school as Jay-Z and Beyonce. How is Blue Ivy doing?
She's lovely.
Okay, good.
She's a delight. Yeah, I did. I ended up having a cake once with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
There were these things in L.A. called Cake Mix. And it's like, did you guys have Color Me Mine here?
Mm-mm.
Color Me Mine is this little thing they have in California where you go in with your... And you get a piece of pottery and you paint it and glaze it and they cook it. And it's a great activity for kids.
Yeah.
And they did that with cakes. So you go to Cake Mix and they give you a cake and you frost it and decorate it.
Okay.
So kids had this big birthday party at Cake Mix. And I'm there with my daughter. And then I look outside and there's all these paparazzi. Like, what the hell?
Like, oh, here they are again for me.
I didn't even put it together. And then I look, because Jay-Z and Beyonce are there with Blue Ivy. Well, my daughter gets her cake. And of all the people in the party, she sits right across from Jay-Z. I like literally closer than I am to you right now. So I have to sit with her. So I'm sitting there eating cake with Jay-Z and Beyonce, not really saying much, and just kind of chatting. And The weird thing is, I had the perfect in with Beyonce, is that we were both on Star Search.
Yeah.
And I could have, and I just didn't have it.
Right.
But at one point, I did say to Jay-Z, because my daughter was just like, had her face in her cake, and I was just like, you know, I thought she sat here for a reason, but she doesn't seem to care about you at all. You laughed. You thought it was kind of funny.
Well, the beautiful thing is, when I saw Beyonce for the first time, I said I was on Star Wars, Star Trek. Star Wars. I was on Star Wars 2, and she just looked at me funny. Yeah, so anyway, she would have been whatever. So
I'm sure she's heard it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so it's going on this weekend, so just to cross all the political spectrums, this is going to be the last weekend of comedy as Barack Obama's president. So either you need to go to Dana Gould's show to either celebrate Obama leaving or to mourn his leaving. It's going to be the last weekend. It's a perfect weekend to go get your laugh on. Forget about all the political
Everything's
troubles.
Everything's going to be awesome.
Yes. Until next weekend. Dana Gould, thank you for always making time for us, man.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Tickets to ComedyWorks.com. Check him out at Comedy Works downtown. Dana Gould, thanks.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.